Well, good afternoon, good morning, good evening, whatever time of the day it is you're listening to this program. Welcome to Philadelphia Eagles Talk with Jeff as we head into game number 11 on the season in week 12, as the Eagles, of course, had a bye. We welcome in the Green Bay Packers to Lincoln Financial Field and Aaron Rodgers, which will be the key. Let's just get that right out there right at the beginning here. You know, which Aaron Rodgers shows up, I think will determine whether or not the Eagles have a battle here on Sunday night. Or if the Eagles will just handle business quite, I don't want to say easily, but matter-of-factly, and move on to 10-1. It all depends, I think, on which number 12 shows up. And not to say that, you know, Aaron Rodgers has been consistent. We know how great he is. But he's had certainly an up and down year, and mostly down, you know, as the Packers had struggled without Davante Adams. But in recent weeks, you know, they have seemed to have found a potential gem out there in Watson. So we're going to talk about him and how concerned maybe the injuries, you know, the Eagles will be on him. We got some injuries we'll talk about here in the front end as we dive into the game a little bit. The Eagles preview show for the Packers game coming up here on Sunday night. But before I get started in that, thank you for tuning into the program. As always, really appreciate it. And just please remember, if you can, to while you're listening, to hit that like or follow button, whatever it might be on the platform you're listening. And, you know, if you got a couple of Eagle friends out there or fans that you know, take a moment and share the program. I'd really appreciate that. It helps the program grow. And thank you most of all for tuning in. Much appreciated. You can email the show at PETWG@gmail.com. Please let us know your thoughts on the season, on the game, whatever you want to talk about. Ask me a question. Again, that email address is PETWG@gmail.com. So the Eagles coming off a game where they came back against the Colts, didn't play impressively well, but as I said in my recap, I don't think they played poorly. I really don't. I just feel like they just couldn't get, they never really just got going. Didn't really have much, you know, I didn't think that they struggled really in any way. I mean, I know that a lot of the recaps and feedback from other programming and analysis was that the Eagles really, you know, struggled in the game. I think it's more because I think a lot of people expected the Eagles to blow out the Colts. And, you know, if they did fire on all cylinders, they would have. But I don't know. I think I give the Colts more credit than I do the Eagles in struggling. I just feel that it was a game where the Eagles just had to fight it out, fight through some adversity that they just weren't able to really get their offense going. I mean, it wasn't like they had drops or weren't executing. They just weren't, I don't know, they just weren't able to put many points on the board. That's the way that I looked at it. So we'll see. I do think that they need to figure out how to get their offense going and getting into the end zone more than they have in the last couple of weeks. They'd have to figure that out. But I don't feel that this team is struggling. I don't get that opinion. I don't have that opinion. I don't share that opinion. If those out there that do, they definitely have caught the turnover bug for the first time this year against Washington. And Washington played well. But, I mean, at the end of the day, if the Eagles don't turn the ball over that game, they win. They don't lose to the Commanders. I'm even more glad that they did lose that game because I did want them to lose a game. I didn't want them to go, you know, I wanted to get this undefeated talk out of here because I just feel that it becomes a distraction as the season goes on. So with that respect, I do feel that it's a good thing the Eagles lost. I would rather it not have been a divisional game or even an NFC conference game, but it is what it is. But here's the thing. The Eagles were struggling against the run. And had they not lost that Washington game, let's just say that they came back and somehow we were able to squeak out a victory in that game. Do you think that Howie would have went out and got Ndamukong Suh? I don't think so. You know. The other, you know, the D-tackle that they brought in there, which escapes my brain at the moment as I'm recording this podcast kind of late in the night here on Friday. Wanted to get it in. I didn't want to go another week without having a pregame. I know I promised you one last week and wasn't able to fulfill that promise because my schedule just really became bottled up as the week went on and just wasn't able to get a pregame out for the Colts. So, you know, the Eagles going to have to deal with, as we're talking about, you know, Aaron Rodgers, we look into the game here a little bit, and we'll get to the injury list here in a minute. They really had a hard time trying to find getting any type of offensive flow going this year. And I think not having Davante Adams is a big part of that. I really do. And they've had some injuries too, like Lazard has been injured and been banged up. And even Watson, the rookie, who has obviously been on fire over the last couple of weeks, he was kind of banged up and missed a couple of games. And plus, he's just a rookie, so it's taken him a while to grow into the offense. But he certainly seems to be heading in that direction. I think it's becoming clear that Rodgers is having more confidence in the rookie, Christian Watson, who has 5 touchdowns in the last 2 games. So, you know, I'm not all that concerned about him because, you know, I'm sure Slay will be on him. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see who Slay lines up against. Is it going to be against Lazard if Lazard plays? Because he's kind of banged up. I think he's expected to play. He missed last week. I believe he missed last week, or he hasn't been 100% healthy, but they expect him to play. You know, who will Slay line up against? I think either one, you know, again, the Eagles have a good corners. So I don't expect, you know, Rodgers to be throwing all over the Eagles, you know, but Rodgers is Rodgers. And when he's on, he's on. And when he's on, he could beat anybody. Let's just face it. I just ask at Dallas from a couple weeks ago. Dallas, who just absolutely obliterated Minnesota and then got a win against the Giants. I didn't expect the Giants to win. And my prediction about the Giants is pretty much dead on. As I've said all along this year, I have not believed in the Giants. Now, again, I've given them credit. I know they're better. I know you can't overlook the Giants because they could beat you. But they're not good. And we're finding out. And not me, but any of, I guess, Giants fans are finding out that the team's just not that good. So the Giants lost again to Dallas, and really I didn't think Dallas was all that impressive. Now, again, it was just a short week, divisional game. Dallas is playing good. I'm not going to try to, you know, put a damper on what Dallas has been doing the last, you know, since their loss to Green Bay. They have really been, you know, dominant at times. So that's going to be a good game that's going to be lining up here in another month on Christmas Eve. We'll get to Dallas when we get there. We're at the Packers this week, and as Aaron Rodgers comes to town, let's go over the injury report really quick for the Eagles. A surprise name and a big name that appeared on the list today, and that is of one AJ Brown. Now, it appears he's going to be fine for the game on Sunday. It's not an quote injury necessarily. He's came down with either food poisoning or a really bad stomach bug, and he was in bed all day on Thanksgiving. By the way, speaking of Thanksgiving, I hope everyone out there in the audience had a wonderful Thanksgiving with friends and family, and happy belated Thanksgiving everyone out there. I don't believe I wished anyone a Thanksgiving or happy Thanksgiving on my post game on the Monday night. So hope everyone out there had a nice Thanksgiving, and I did with my family, so it was very pleasant. And I hope you had a good one as well. But the Eagles play next on Christmas Eve against Dallas. So that's going to be a big one. And, you know, for the next big holiday weekend. And I really hope they don't lose to Dallas because that really will put a damper on my Christmas, as I'm sure most of you would be able to relate. But we'll see. We will see how that we'll see what direction each team's heading in another month, too, because December is the pivotal month of the year when the contenders and the pretenders separate themselves. And I expect that to happen again. We're already seeing it happen to the Giants. So back to A.J. Brown, came down with a stomach virus or ate something bad. And he's been bedridden and sick. Now, he did practice today, so that's a good sign. He also spoke to the reporters and said that he expects to be able to play on Sunday. So knock on wood, hopefully he doesn't have any setbacks with a stomach illness. And he's able to, like, he seems pretty confident that he's going to be ready to go and they won't miss him. In fact, it doesn't appear that there's really anybody injured on the Eagles. They came out pretty clean against the Colts. Josh Jobe, you know, he still has a hamstring, but he practiced today as well. So he, I would imagine he would be able to go as well. So the Eagles, outside of the ones that, of course, that are on IR, like Goddard, for example, he's obviously not going to play. You know, same with Jordan Davis, not expected back anytime soon, maybe a couple weeks out still. But outside of that, Eagles look pretty healthy coming into this game. For the Packers, Romeo Doubs, their other rookie wide receiver, is going to miss the game with an ankle injury. So that'll help the Eagles because he's going to promise, you know, he's pretty promising at the wide receiver position. Devondae Campbell, returned to practice, limited matter on Friday. But he's listed as doubtful with a knee injury. I don't know if that's a starter. It doesn't tell me. I don't know much about that guy at all. It sounds like he's at least on the starting roster, but I don't know if he's their starting linebacker or not. And do enough research, quite honestly, to determine one way or the other on that. A couple other Packers are questionable in the game. Starting left tackle, David Bakhtiari, was limited on Thursday and Friday. He's got a knee injury. And the cornerback, Shamir John Charles, is also limited with an ankle injury, but I think they're both probably expected to go. So that's basically it on the injury front. Not a lot to talk about other than the guys that are out, which we already know about. We know with the Eagles, again, Doc Goddard and Jordan Davis and obviously Derek Barnett, the guys that have been, on IR or season ending for the season. My thoughts on the game, and this, you know, my pregames are usually much briefer episodes as this one will be. By the way, this is episode 97 as we close in on 100 episodes of Philadelphia Eagles Talk with Jeff. So that's pretty exciting. And I appreciate you being along the way and on the ride. Those of you who've been loyal listeners, again, can't thank you enough and thank you for coming back. Really appreciate that. I do this for you. I mean, if there wasn't for you out there, why am I doing this? Do you hear myself talk? No, not at all. Thank you. So the Packers, I'm going to recap the Giants and Cowboys really quick because it is a divisional game. You know, Dallas, again, didn't look super impressive. I thought Gallup was showing a lot that he's, you know, becoming more of a threat. That's probably my biggest takeaway. CeeDee Lamb, we know, has got the talent, and he's just a stud wide receiver. There's no doubt about it. He's very talented. Eagles have done a pretty good job of shutting him down for the most part. I don't know, maybe shut him down, but let's just say the Eagles have pretty much contained CeeDee Lamb. He's never really gone off on Eagles that I can recall. And as far as, Michael Gallup, you know, he's starting now that he's, you know, a year since his ACL tear last year. And I don't even know if it has been a full year yet, but you knew it was going to take him some games. He wasn't going to come right off and be the same player, but I think Gallup really played well on Thanksgiving Day. I was impressed by Gallup and what he was able to do out there. So the more that he is, you know, healthy, the bigger threat and an additional threat that Dak Prescott's going to have in that offense. So the Giants, you know, again, I don't know what's going on with Barkley the last couple weeks, but after really getting off to a strong start, Barkley's had two straight games now where he hasn't done much. I know he did score, but, I don't know if he's got another injury that might be bothering him, or maybe because he hasn't played a lot in the last couple of years, he's maybe hitting a little bit of a brick wall now this deep into the season. I don't know. I really don't know. But all I know is that what I've seen out of him the last couple of weeks hasn't been the Barkley that I saw the first, 9 weeks of the season. So I'm not sure what's going on with Barkley, but he's obviously a key integral part of what the Giants do. And if he's starting to breakdown here, second half of the season, it's going to be good for the Eagles. Because the Eagles have to play the Giants two more times. They haven't played them at all this year yet. And they've got one left again with the Cowboys. So, again, you know, Dak, I thought, threw some really – he threw some good passes, and he threw some really bad passes. He got picked off. I thought he threw a couple bad passes in the game. Just stuff that you don't see Hurts do, quite honestly, or at least this year. And but the running game is I think Dallas's strength, or becoming their strength. You know, with Zeke, who still has a lot in the tank, and Pollard is just dangerous. You know, he's the dangerous change of pace back. He's got a lot of ability, and he's very good catching the ball. So Dallas will be tough, and their defense continues to put a lot of pressure on quarterbacks. I think they lead the league in sacks, and Micah Parsons is probably going to win defensive MVP. I don't see there's another defensive player out there that's on par with him right now. So he's just a great, great player, and I hate that he's on the Cowboys because I like to root for the guy, believe it or not. And I think he's you know, he's one of those talents that you just love to watch play. But I can't stand he's got that star in his helmet, quite honestly. But you know what? You got to respect your opponents and respect greatness. And that guy is one heck of a football player. All right. So I just wanted to touch on that game. And Dallas gets the win, 28-20, I think it was the final. And remained two games behind, or I guess moved to 1.5 games behind the Eagles. The Eagles have the win on Sunday night against Green Bay to stay two games in front of the Cowboys. The Giants will now fall to three games behind if the Eagles are able to again win on Sunday night. And then Washington continues to play well, and they're also getting Chase Young back. So the Commanders are a team that I think you know, teams need to look out for. I'm not really concerned about Washington. I think if the Eagles had to play them in the playoffs, they would win as long as they don't turn the ball over. I'm not too that concerned about Washington, but I do think they're going to be they potentially can get in to the playoffs. In fact, right now as we speak, I think that they have a better chance to getting in than the Giants do. So we'll see. They might both get in. It's just a weird kind of year like that. But as far as the Packers game is concerned, my concern meter for Sunday night, well, I'm a little bit concerned because it's Aaron Rodgers. I think anytime you're playing a Hall of Fame quarterback with the level of his talent, he could beat any team at any time. Doesn't matter if it's on the road or at home. And they have really good running backs. And the Eagles have done a lot, you know, with the bringing in Sue and really trying to solidify that defensive line. Because Aaron Jones and Dylan, they've got two good running backs and they can pound the ball on you. So, again, it's a case where I think if Aaron Rodgers gets a lead in this game, you know, let's just say hypothetically the Packers get up by a couple touchdowns, they can then turn over the game to the running game and any of Aaron Rodgers is just to convert third downs. And that's when I think the Eagles could get in trouble in this game if that happens. I think the key to this game is for the Eagles to get a lead. And I think if they have a lead or if the game's close, the Eagles will win. I think if for some reason, whatever happens in the game, whether it's some weird turnovers or just Aaron Rodgers is having one of those Aaron Rodgers-type games and they get down by 14 points, then I think the Eagles could be in for, you know, a long night. So I don't see that happening. I do think the Eagles, I think because they lost at home against Washington, I think the Eagles will be ready to rock and roll. I really do. I don't think that they're going to allow for a letdown game at home. I think they also recognize that offensively, like we were talked about, they've, I'm not going to use the word struggle. I just think that they feel that they could probably execute a little better and get in the end zone. So I expect them to do that. I think the Eagles are going to play much better than they have been the last couple nights, a couple Sundays. And they're also going to be, for the first time, wearing the all black. I don't know if that's going to make much of a difference. Usually it does in the penalty department because there's, you know, it's just a factual, historical fact that teams in dark black uniforms, especially black, are penalized more than teams that are in lighter uniforms. It's just a psychological thing, I guess, that happens in the referees' minds. So let's hope we don't have any stupid penalties or bad calls in the game. But they will be wearing their all black, which includes the black helmet for the first time. So the Eagles are going to have their black helmets to go with their black alternative uniforms. So that'll be interesting to see that look. I've seen photographs of it, but it'll be interesting to see what it looks like on the field, because we've never seen before. So that'll be kind of cool. And, you know, otherwise, I don't know if there's really much to really break down in this game, quite honestly. I think I'll have a lot more to talk about in the post game. I think this Watson kid that's been playing well is someone to keep an eye on. I don't know if he's more of an outside receiver or slant guy. I know that one of the touchdowns I saw last week, he kind of ran a cross over the middle that he caught for a touchdown. So that would concern me if he is the guy that's in the slot, because, of course, we are still without Avante Maddox. I forgot to mention him in the injury report. Avante Maddox is on the IR, so he's also another guy that's not playing. And if he is the slot guy in this offense, or if they move him to the slot, then there's a huge competitive advantage for the Packers, if that's the case. You know, otherwise, he's lining up against Bradbury or Slay, and I've got confidence in both those guys to, again, at least contain this rookie. And but he's shown him he's got a lot of speed, and he's been catching the ball. So and Aaron Rodgers seems to have more and more confidence in going to him. With Lazard back, that could give him another weapon that we know he's comfortable going to as well. So the Packers can be a formidable team. I think that everyone always just naturally, or should be naturally, respecting the Packers no matter what their record is, because of obviously their quarterback and the fact that they do have talent in this team, and they have a pretty good coaching staff, and the Eagles are going to have to play well. I don't think the Eagles want to get into another game where it's close at the end of the game and they got to pull one out, or they get upset again. You know, if it happens, then we're going to have a lot more to talk about in the post game, because that'll be three straight weeks where the Eagles have, you know, not been playing down to their opponent. And that'll be concerning at that point, but I don't want to get ahead of ourselves. I do think the Eagles are going to come out and play well in front of the home crowd. I think that they will. I don't think there's going to be any chance of a downer in terms of just them overlooking Green Bay. Just don't see that happening. I think the black uniforms might come into play. I know it's as silly as it sounds, I just think that's just a cool addition to the game. And with the Sunday night crowd in Philadelphia, I think the Eagles will go to 10-1. I do predict that. And the final score, if I had to think about it, I haven't given a lot of thought to do it on the air. Just check. Do they have the Eagles winning this game? Gonna go back to our predictions that my brother and I made, because I don't recall exactly what. I don't even know if I have it in front of me. I may not have it. I don't remember if I had them winning or losing this game. I think I had them winning. And I don't seem to have it on me. I really don't. So we'll have to check it on that later. Never at any mind here. But I'm going to say the Eagles, I'm going to say they're going to win 27-27. I mean, it's possible the Eagles might hit the 30s in this game. I think it's possible. I do. But I'm going to say it's going to be 27-20. 27-17, 27-20. Something around there. I think the Eagles will get their win and go to 10-1 on the season. And remain two games in front of the Cowboys in the NFC East. So as we get closer to that big clash on Christmas Eve. Well, folks, that's going to do it for episode 97. The preview for the Eagles Green Bay at the link on Sunday night. Thank you for tuning in. Appreciate it very much. Let's go Birds. Fly, Eagles, fly. Stay tuned for the post game coming up on Sunday night. We will have that and recap the game. Till then, take care, everybody. Have a good one. Let's go Birds. Let's stay in first and keep kicking ass. Have a good one, everyone.